Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And tonight is Thursday night, February the 8th, 2018. We come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown, Jr. Well, as we always do on tonight, we always ask you, the listeners, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the presence of none other than Deacon Marvin Cox as he gets ready to bring forth the Word of God on tonight. As he always do, he's going to share a point with us first, and then he's going to go into the Word of God. So I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's Word on tonight. Please pass the word to your neighbors and friends and church members and co-workers, and even your enemies, and let them know about this wonderful worldwide broadcast that comes forth every Thursday and Saturday night, bringing forth the good news of Jesus Christ. But as we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, is in the precious, holy, and righteous name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, it is in that name that we come to give your name praise, glory, and honor. Because of who you are, you are worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for who you are on tonight. We thank you for this another day that you have allowed us to see. We know that we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it. But we thank you for allowing us to see it this another day. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. And I start with myself, and I include my entire family, and also Deacon Marvin Cox and his entire family, and all doers of your word all over the land. Heavenly Father, continue to touch us and continue to bless us and strengthen us and anoint us in our daily walk with you, Heavenly Father, so that we can fulfill our God purpose in the earth, so that everywhere we go, somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us. Even the atmosphere will change when we walk in the room. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. So you know where your sick people are. We ask that you would move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight in the loss of loved ones. Let them feel your presence. Let them know, without a doubt, that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come on tonight asking that you would move by your spirit through the airways, through your man of God, Deacon Marvin Cox, as you deliver your word on tonight. Should there be any listeners that are not saved in Jesus' name, that their hearts will be pricked after hearing the word, they will be able to open their own mouth, and they will confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved in his name on tonight, and they will know their God purpose and walk in it and fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, and we realize that it's not about us, but it's about you. It's about saving souls. It's about bringing the lost, those that are saved in Jesus' name that have gone astray, bringing them back to you, and that the body of Christ will be built up, strengthened, and edified through your word on tonight is our prayer. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we want to not forget to lift up our president and world leaders all over the land, all of our pastors and all those that watch us out for our souls, and all those that are looking out for our care, such as the law enforcement officers and doctors and everyone else, caregivers. We lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, all the nurses and the teachers that are teaching in the schools, that you would continue to move by the Spirit, continue to lead and guide us as we move by your Spirit, as we continue to try to be a blessing to one another in the earth for your glory is our prayer. So have your way on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And for this, we give you praise in advance in the name of Jesus and all of the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer. Say amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and it goes for me as well as you, the listener. Tonight's spiritual food for thought is very simple. It says, work hard, stay humble. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, work hard, stay humble. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/service-ambassador-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I do not have any announcements for tonight, so we're going to go right into Deacon Marvin Cox bringing forth his and sharing with us his inspirational poem that God has anointed him to write such gifted poems that he can inspire anyone that listens to them with their heart. So I thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox. And for you that may be tuning in for the first time on tonight, I see that this worldwide ministry is growing. And I thank God for what he's doing. And it's not where it's going to be. It's going to grow even more and larger than our imaginations could ever think or ever thought that it would be. And it's all to the glory of God. So I thank God for this worldwide platform. And every vessel that brings forth the word of God on this worldwide platform, I do not take any of them lightly or for granted, because I know it is of the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So for those of you maybe tuning in for the first time on tonight, Deacon Marvin Cox, he comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ through the word and also inspirational poems every second Thursday and every second Saturday night. Deacon Marvin Cox comes to us, and I'm asking all listeners, please pass the word. Let your friends and neighbors and coworkers and ministries know about Deacon Marvin Cox. Why am I saying this is so much about Deacon Marvin Cox? Again, for you that may be tuning in for the first time, he has a physical ailment or disability that could cause him or give him a reason as why he do not do any more work for the Lord. He suffers with muscular dystrophy. He cannot get out and drive and go to the physical church like we do, those that go to church on a normal basis. He used to, but he's in a condition now that he's not able to get out of the house. But I thank God for him, because he's having in his heart that he wants to do what's right and be a doer of God's word and continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So Deacon Marvin Cox is doing that again on tonight. And so I'm sharing this news for you, the listeners, on tonight, because anyone that is listening, that you may have a physical ailment or disability, do not allow those things to stop you from fulfilling your God purpose. So Deacon Marvin Cox is a good prime example of continuing to stand on the wall and being a good example of what it means to be a doer of God's word, even while you go through your trials and through your tests and tribulations, even while you're going through your struggles and disabilities, God can still use you. So Deacon Marvin Cox is a prime, perfect example. So I'm letting you all know this so you don't have a reason or excuse why you're not fulfilling your God purpose, because one day we're going to stand before God one day and give an account for every deed done in our bodies, whether it was good or bad. So I thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox that he's being a great asset to the kingdom of God, even through his challenges, physical challenges and disabilities. So that's an encouraging word for those of you that may have thrown in the towel or may have thought about giving up on God. Don't give up on God, because he will never give up on you. So right now, I am going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. He's going to first share with us his inspirational poem that the Lord has placed on his heart to share with the worldwide listeners on tonight. And following his poem, I'm going to go to a music break. And following the music break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox as he gets ready to share with us the good news of Jesus Christ on tonight and what God has placed on his heart to share with us, the listeners, on tonight. So, Deacon Marvin Cox, would you please so kindly share with the listeners your inspirational poem for tonight with us?
Hey, man. Once again, Brother Brown, I thank God for this opportunity to bring forth his word. I mean, you built me up pretty good, but I just thank God for that opportunity, because sometimes, you know, we can get carried away because, you know, somebody's giving us recognition for this, that, or the other. But I'm just happy once again to be in that position to bring forth God's word and to share with other people what God has given to me. Now, tonight's poem is a special dedication, or we should say a shout out to those people who have, especially the women, who may be feeling underappreciated because their labor seems like it's not being recognized. I mean, those is part of the, you know, that happened to me too, and, you know, and now they're uniting and coming together and talking about the persecution that they have suffered at the hands of men. But I just want you to know, the women, and also this applies to the men as well, that now is the time for us to really give each other the recognition that we deserve. And the poem, as I say, a special dedication to all the women listeners tonight, those that are laboring in the Lord. It's called Priceless. The value of a woman no one can measure. You are a true gift from God, a priceless treasure. Before a man ever assumed a leadership role, the first few years of his life, a woman had control, nurturing and feeding him, teaching him his ABCs, giving him a Band-Aid when he skinned his knees, giving him words of comfort while wiping away his tears from his eyes, and protecting him from bullies that were twice her size. In good times and bad times, always taking time to pray, never too busy to show us the way. Interceding for us, trying to make our loads much lighter, during the storms of life, making our days much brighter. On your leadership and love, no one can deny, but some people will say that you just don't qualify. If Apostle Paul had his way, he wouldn't allow a woman to speak. But what about the times that a man may fall weak? God's words say, remember the women who labored with you. They carried out assignments that men were afraid to do. God called Ruth, Esther, and Deborah too. Who are we women to question him on why he called you? When men were hiding in Jerusalem in fear of the Jews, he sent women to his disciples to spread the good news. If he can send Isaiah, use a raven or a dove, why can't he choose a woman to speak and demonstrate his love? You might be aggressive. You may even be meek and mild. But at the end of your day, you are still his child. You may never get recognition that others may receive, and people may say things about you to cause your heart to grieve. But don't you worry about what people have to say. They're only giving you another reason to pray. All God is asking is that you give him your best. Being a servant to the Most High is not a popularity contest. Don't let how people feel, act, or think cause you to stress. Remember, your service to God is priceless. Amen. I thank you. And that's also for the mothers who have so diligently invested so much time and effort into raising their children. Amen.
Holy Lamb.
Oh, Holy Lamb.
precious Lamb.
So much I owe.
To you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me.
I give you praise.
I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord again on tonight. Yes, you are again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And once again, I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. So we are getting ready for the Word of God on tonight, brought to us by none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. So I do pray to the listeners that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God as he to get ready to deliver God's Word. But I'd like to give a great shout-out to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. I'd like to give a great shout-out to them on tonight. And all doers of God's word all over the land, I thank God that he is who he is, and he searches the heart. He's not like man. He searches the heart. He knows who are true doers of his word. He knows who are being phony and fake and who have hidden motives or agendas. But thank God he's not like man. He searches the heart. So he knows who is truly serving him without hidden motives or agendas on tonight. So if you are one of those that are trying to please God through serving him with hidden motives or agendas, know that that's not going to work. God is not pleased with that. He is looking for those that are serving him out of a pure heart that truly knows how to show what Jesus would do in certain situations by the way of example through showing love and compassion one for another, our fellow man and our sisters and brothers in Christ. And even those that are not saved, we are to be doers of God's word toward them as well. First of all, and mainly compelling them to come in and be saved. That's what it's all about. So that's why I thank God for this worldwide platform and this ministry, because that's what we're doing. We're trying to reach the lost and let them know that time is winding up. Jesus Christ is coming back again to receive his church. And I'm not talking about the church building. I'm talking about you and me, those that are saved in Jesus' name on tonight. That's who he's coming back for. We are his church. So I thank God for this worldwide platform tonight, and I pray that someone that is not saved on tonight, that's my prayer and desire and hope, because it's God's desire that no souls be lost. And I know that's the same prayer that Deacon Marvin Cox has and all those that bring forth the word of God over this worldwide platform. It is our prayer, too, that no souls be lost. So that's why we do everything we can within our power that God gives us to deliver God's word with power, that souls will be saved, that hearts and minds will be changed to the glory of God. So right now, we're going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. And I do pray, once again, listeners, you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Amen. I thank you for the introduction and I know God's word is blessed, but I just like to also, not that I'm praying behind you, but I must ask the Lord to allow me to move myself out of the way to bring forth his word, because sometimes we get so consumed with bringing forth his word and we think that we're doing it, but it's really his word. So I'm just going to say a short prayer. No prayer is small when it reaches the ears of God. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come. My Father, thanking and praising you for this opportunity once again that you have given me, my Father, to bring forth your word. My Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, my Father, all of you and none of me. My Father, allow me to move myself out of the way, my Father, so that men and women and boys and girls everywhere, up under the sound of my weak voice, can be blessed. My Father, let your word be a nourishment unto their ears, their hearts, and their minds. My Father, I ask these and all blessings in your Son Jesus' name. In his name we do pray. Amen. Now, the Lord has blessed me with a wonderful topic tonight, and it's probably from a familiar scripture that you probably have heard. For those who haven't heard it, I'm coming from the gospel as recorded by St. Mark, the 5th chapter, the 25th through the 34th verse. I'll read that and then I'll give you the topic and tell you what verse I will be concentrating from. And it reads, now this Mark, the 5th chapter, 25th through the 34th verse. And it reads, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came to the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitudes thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing that was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now, my thought tonight is coming from that 26th verse, and I'll read that to you. It says, and has suffered many things, many physicians, and has spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Now, this is the woman that had the issue of blood, and she had, I'm going to give you the story of that, and she had went from doctor to doctor, and nobody could give her a remedy, and it says that she grew worse. So she had a multiplicity of doctors that she had went to, and each one of them had a remedy that they told her to try, but it wasn't what she needed to be healed. So our topic for tonight is, there's no second opinions with Jesus. She had went and consulted with these people, and as I said, that her situation, it grew even worse. And I'm not here to bash anybody tonight or anything like that, but could you imagine yourself not being satisfied with the treatment that you're receiving, not being satisfied with how your medication is making you feel? So what do? We go out there and we get a second opinion. And within getting that second opinion, then we try that, because we become frustrated because our body is not healing. Our body is not responding. Our body is not functioning in a normal manner. And so with us getting this second opinion, sometimes that second opinion it makes our whole situation worse. Now, the day before yesterday, my wife, she had very severe toothache. And she had to go to get some emergency surgery done to alleviate the pain. And what they did, they prescribed her some medication. And I just want to, I'm not going to give you the name of the medication because I don't want to scare anybody. I don't want anybody to stop taking their medication. But if you watch TV, you will see that the majority of the medication that they have, the side effects that come from the medication, you'll say to yourself, it looked like that side effect, just like the woman with the issue of blood. Look at the side effects is worse than the actual condition. So I'm not going to give you the name of the medication, but it's an antibiotic, and I just want to read to you some of the serious side effects may include. It may include a heart attack, a stroke, high blood pressure, heart failure from body swelling, which is fluid retention, kidney problems, including kidney failure, bleeding and ulcers in the stomach and intestine, low blood cells, anemia, life-threatening allergic reactions, liver problems including liver failure, asthma attacks in people who have asthma, stomach pain, diarrhea, gas, heartburn, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, nausea. You might be more tired than usual, itching. Your skin or eyes look yellow. Flu-like symptoms, vomit, blood, unusual weight gain, skin rash or blisters with fever, swelling the arms and legs, hands and feet. All of this to alleviate the pain that she probably was suffering, no doubt that she was suffering from having this toothache. So I'm just saying that this woman, can you imagine that this woman who had this issue of blood, because we know that once an individual, I'm not going to go into the details because in different publications it said that she was hemorrhaging and this, that, and all, and so forth and on, but it does not necessarily point out what her situation was. So she went from doctor to doctor trying to get some resolve for her situation. So she had to get some second opinion, second, third, and fourth opinion. Because whether we know it or not, God has given the doctors the knowledge to come up with remedies and not necessarily heal, because he does the healing, but to make a situation better than what it is. You know, he's given the surgeons now the ability to go in there and to remove things, and with the technology, it's very easy for them to do repair work on our bodies. But the side effects from the medication that has been prescribed to us, we know that doctors, they're not God, and regardless of what their specialty might be, you will look up on the sign and they say that they have a private practice. So they are practitioners of medicine. Jesus is the for real doctor. You don't have to get a second opinion. There's no second opinion when Jesus says something, because his word is so. So this woman, she, as I say, no doubt about it, she was in bad shape. After having that issue of blood for 12 years, you can imagine that this woman was tired. She was weak. She was lethargic. She had anemia. She was having headaches. She had either the low blood pressure, she had hypertension, or either she had hypotension. But then something happened. In verse number 27, this woman, she had been getting so many different opinions. She heard that Jesus was passing through. And so she made up her mind that she was going to go, because like we all do, instead of Jesus being our first resort, we make Jesus our last resort. We go to everybody else, and then when all else fails, we might come to Jesus, the doctor, to take care of whatever it is that we need. So she heard that Jesus was coming. She made up in her mind that she was going to go and take care of the situation. So she had to work her way through this crowd. Said there was a multitude of people there. And if you're a little fella or something like that, and you know your advantage and your view is blocked, then you got to go from the back to the front in order to get that view of that parade that's passing by. You got to work your way and move from people that are two and three times bigger than you out of the way. So it said that she went through the press, which means that people were shoulder to shoulder trying to observe Jesus. And we got to be careful, because a lot of people were there for a lot of different reasons. Same way we go to the house of prayer. We go to the house of prayer. Some people go. Why? Because the celestial choir is singing, and they sing so beautifully. Some of us go there because we want to show off our latest hairdo or our latest suit, or, you know, and we go sometimes for the wrong reason. Some people go because they're looking for a mate. Some people go because they love the way that preacher preaches. You ask them at the end of the day, well, what was the message? I don't know, but he sure did preach today. Some people go because they know they go for healing to return no more. So whatever your reason is, this woman had decided that she needed a healing that man could not give her. She needed something that was out of the natural. She needed what we would call a miracle. In the process of her seeking out this miracle, she had to do something that we all must do. God's word said, forsake not to assemble yourselves in the house of prayer. She had to go to Jesus. She had to work her way through the crowd. She was in the back of the crowd, but she had to work her way to the front of the crowd. So my brothers and my sisters, just telling you that whatever your problem is, whatever the situation is that's going on with you, you got to put forth that effort. Because we will sit down, we will say that Jesus know that my bills need to be paid. Jesus know that my son or my daughter is acting contrary. He knows that my wife or my husband is not doing the things that he should do or that she should do. Why don't he do something about it? But see, if you notice, this woman, after all these years, no doubt had grown weak. She had grown weary. She had become frustrated. She had done all the things. She had ran out of money. She had depleted all of her resources trying to get better. And if you notice nowadays, one of the biggest things that we have that follows us, and those are our medical bills that we accumulate over the years. And I'm more than sure that if we frequent that doctor, they will say, okay, well, we're going to do this procedure. We're going to do that. But what do? They bill you later. They bill you for later. And I'll be willing to guess that the majority of bankruptcies that have been filed, that there's a high percentage of medical expenses that's involved in that. Where you have an operation, open heart surgery is probably approximately $90,000 for this procedure. MRI, $1,000. So in order for you to get this, then it's almost basically on a good faith basis. So you don't need no second opinions when Dr. Jesus is passing through. So she worked her way through the crowd to the front. And at that time when an individual bleeds, they say that it's, that woman was unclean. But I don't really have the time to explain to you what that unclean means. It does not mean dirty or anything like that, but any time blood is flowing, death is, you know, that blood flow is like the death, because it's taking death out of an individual. It's depleting that individual. So moving right along, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. So she didn't have, she was not seeking a second opinion this time, because she knew from the publicity that Jesus had received prior to the time that she had heard about him. She heard about him. Somebody said, I know this man that got enough medicine in the hem of his garment that he can heal any sin-sick soul. Now, we've seen on TV years and years and years ago, even every now and then you may see an advertisement where people may say to themselves or say to you to get you to try their product, you done tried the rest, not try the best. Now, this is the lady's opinion that while she was seeking Jesus out, I done tried everybody else. I done went to this specialist. I done went to that specialist. I done went here. I done went there. And so, as I said, we don't, Bible does not specify what type of issue of blood she had. She could have had leukemia. It could have been something that have to do with her reproductive system. We really don't know. And it's not really up to speculation right now, but the Bible says, and I believe that she had an issue of blood. I say it could have been leukemia. It could have been something that was causing the blood to flow out of her. And so she made it up in her mind that if I can just get to Jesus, if I can just touch, not come in physical contact with him, but if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I can be made whole. And I want to point out to you, look, there's faith, there's confidence, those are all the things that Jesus wants us to have when we come to him, to know beforehand that even if he don't hear you, that he got that potential. No, he can heal you, even if he don't, because it might not necessarily be your time to be healed at that particular time. So she said in verse number 28, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now, immediately, if not sooner, as soon as she touched the garment of the Lord, some people say, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, but it does not say necessarily where she touched his garment at. But she touched his garment, and immediately she began to be healed. Immediately she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Immediately the strength began to return to her limbs. Immediately that headache that she had for all of those years from being hemoglobin deficient, from having the blood cells and her immune system and all of these things that come with a great loss of blood, the anemia, all of these things that may have affected her, she felt for the first time in 12 years, she felt whole. Now, can you imagine that? Now, I don't care what type of medicine you take, what type of medicine the doctors prescribe, it takes a few seconds for it to enter into your system, for it to enter what? To your bloodstream, for it to be distributed to the area that needs to be taken care of. But it says straightway, and straightway means immediately, if not sooner. But straightway, she felt better than she had in a long time, in 12 years. She didn't need no second opinion. We don't need no second opinion when Dr. Jesus make our diagnosis. Don't need no second opinion with Jesus. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, I want to stop right there. As soon as she touched his garment, then it was a transference from him to heal this lady. And that's why it's very important on Sundays when the pastor is preaching, for certain people not to touch that pastor. Because it, when the virtue leaves out of you, the goodness and all those other things that virtue is, then we've got to be careful, because I've seen my pastor preach so hard that at the end of the day, and pray so hard that at the end of the day, he needed somebody to hold him up to take him to his car. And if you notice, when the Lord cast the demons out of the individual, he said, "Why are you tormenting us?" But when the prayer is going forth, when healing is going forth, and this is to all my brothers and my sisters, it's very important for you to concentrate on the Lord. Because that demon, remember how those, they said that those swine, they got into the swine, excuse me, and they ran down the hill violently. So when that pastor or whoever it is that is praying, it's very important that we concentrate on what is being said, because that demon is looking for a place to go. When he get his eviction notice, when he get that evacuation notice, it's time for him to go. But see, he's not going to go into somebody that's concentrating on Jesus, because he's not welcome there. But he's looking for that idle individual that is not concentrating. That's why we've got to keep our children focused on the Lord also. So the virtue of Jesus left out of him momentarily. And he turned around in the crowd, or it says in the press, and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Now, that's a question that kind of like puzzled his disciples. Now, you in the midst of, I'm going to say, thousands of people, and you brushing up against people, and people brushing up against you, and all of a sudden, you say, "Who touched me?" But see, they didn't realize that this woman had touched the Lord in a special way. Their spirits connected, which is sometimes we in the crowd, and their pastor would say, "Somebody in here." Just like when you say a certain person, that means there's somebody in here. He says, "Somebody in here didn't sleep at all last night. Somebody in here went to bed with a heavy heart." Even though he does not specifically call that individual out, whoever it is that he's speaking of, they immediately recognize that he's talking to me. So the Lord says, "Somebody touch me." And so, as I said, the disciples, they were really puzzled about, well, you know what, hey, Lord, you know, anybody could have touched me. No, but somebody said, "No, somebody touched me." And when somebody touched you, you can hear somebody's story or see the sadness that sometimes that we see following a tragedy on TV, and that individual, they touches us. It causes our heart to mourn. It causes us to cry along with that individual. Why? Because their story touched us. So the Lord said, "Somebody touched me." And she touched him in a spiritual way, because the virtue, if the virtue had not left out of him, he would not have had that transference of that healing power to her. So the disciples, and his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and said, Thou who touched me?" So they were totally, totally puzzled about the question that was asked of him, that was asked of them. But see, the Lord, he responded, and he looked around to see her that had done this thing. Now, this woman, she wanted to get healed and just disappear to the crowd. But see, the Lord had a special purpose for her. He wanted her to know as well as the people to know. That's why they said open confession is good for the soul. Because a lot of times when the Lord heals us, we want to keep that to ourselves. But it's time for us to go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. You know, Brother Brown gave a testimony concerning me and everything. And so when the Lord touches this old feeble frame of mine, you better believe I won't jump back in the car. I'll run. People will know. See, that fellow was on crutches the other day. That fellow was in a wheelchair. Because why? Open confession is good for the soul. Whether the Lord healed me or not, I'm well enough right now to bring forth his word. And that's good enough for me. So we say, who touched me? So he was giving this lady an opportunity to let the people know about the healing power of the Lord. And if you believe strong enough, if you have tired of other people's opinion of how you should conduct yourself, there's no second opinions with God, no second opinions with the Lord. Why? Because his word is so. And in the process of his word being so, whatever he says is so. You don't have to check behind him, because his word is the law. His word is the rule. So he gave this woman this opportunity to come forth because he said, who touched me? But the woman, see, and Brother Brown, this is your thought for the day. Work hard and stay humble. See, that lady, she worked hard to get to the front of the crowd. She was humble because she was in fear and in trembling, knowing that was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Now, they don't say how the conversation went, but I can imagine her telling the Lord her story. Well, Lord, you know, I've been from here to there. I just come from Saudi Arabia on a caravan, seeking help, looking for somebody who could help me with my situation. I'm looking for a remedy and a cure for my condition. So he gave her that opportunity, and his word said that open confession is good for the soul. You know, and even when you hear people on Sundays or whatever saying Amazing Grace, see, Amazing Grace is a good song. Because it's like an open confession. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And see, we're talking about this blindness is not being without sight, but not being able to see the Lord for who he is in your life. So this open confession is good because it becomes a testimony. And it motivates people to say, if God can do that for you, then if I submit myself, we've got to be extra careful that. If I submit myself unto him, then he can do the same for me. If I believe in him, if my belief is as strong in him as your belief was in him, then I'm more than sure that something is going to happen. I don't have to go and get no second opinion. I don't have to spend all my money trying to find a cure. Because he said that the fountain of blood, it just dried up straightway, immediately. And sometimes, can you imagine how aggravated you get, or you come, or the frustration that you have when somebody may tell you or recommend something, and then you do things your way, and you keep on doing things your way, and you keep on doing things your way, then finally, because of the frustration of things not working for you, they say, if you keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to keep on getting what you're getting. So, finally, through frustration or whatever, you finally tried the way that individual recommended it to you. And guess what? It works. And you say to yourself, man, I wasted so much time looking for this and looking for that, and the answer was right before me all the time. Well, how many times? It don't happen too many times, but when we give good spiritual advice, you very rarely have somebody come back to you and say, I should listen to you, because they want to get a second opinion. They want to go out there and try and exhaust every avenue that they can until they run into that dead end and they don't have no choice. Now, my brothers and my sisters, the choice is up to you. If you let Dr. Jesus diagnose you, if you let him take care of whatever it is that you need, if you let him prescribe love, if you let him prescribe patience, see, because it ain't no side effects to love. It ain't no side effects to patience. And all those things that I read and what he did for this lady, it didn't make her nauseous. It made her unnauseated. It didn't cause her death. It gave her life. It didn't give her a headache. It gave her a clear mind. So all of these things, you don't have to get a second opinion when it comes down to Jesus, because as I said earlier, his word is so. It said, and she told him all the truth. So she didn't leave nothing out. So sometimes we have to go to the Lord and we have to empty out. Because when you give all, then guess what? There's nothing left. Sometimes we say something because we want to have something in reserve, but that's not the way to do things. And so moving right along, I'm on verse number 20, 34 now. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Now I want to work with this for 1 minute or two. How many times have we left out of the house of prayer? And we were just like that dog that returned to the same vomit that made us sick, that made him sick. When the Lord said you healed, you healed. She went on about her way. He said you are healed and you also are whole. There's nothing missing. You are complete. You don't need a second opinion with Jesus. Because he is that doctor that never lost a patient. He's that lawyer that never lost a case. So it is my strongest recommendation that if you're a follower of Christ, to continue to follow him. Don't let nobody, don't make no difference who it is, give you a second opinion or issue you a second opinion or tell you what you're about to think about your home vineyard. Because there are some people that will try to put you to shame, because God's word says, if you shame on me before men, I'll be shamed on you before my Father. So we don't need no second opinion, but it's when we seek that second opinion that our situation will get worse. Just like this woman who had this issue of blood, her situation got totally worse. It was just like the side effects that I read it to you. And this was a medication that was supposed to make you better. This was a medication that was supposed to alleviate the problem that you had before. But it's a lot of remedies that are worse than the actual situation, worse than the actual disease. Now, if you don't believe me, all you got to do is look at that little fella on that's dancing to Earth, Wind, and Fire song, talking about let's groove tonight. I mean, this dude is really bouncing around, but in the background, they're telling you they use that music to throw you off. If you listen to all the side effects that's involved, with this guy bouncing around, you say to yourself, if rash, if this happened, it may, you know, cause serious side effects. You know, you might lose sight in one eye, this, that, and other. And the one that that tickles me, it says, if, you know, if death occurs, discontinue use. I'm saying to myself, wow, that's a good one right there. Well, if death occurs, you will discontinue use. So, my brothers and my sisters, there's no second opinion with God. Do it the first time that he says it, and you won't have to worry about getting a consultation with somebody else. But it's one requirement, and I'll tell you this before we go in. You got to trust and you got to believe. And if you trust and you believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there would be no reason for you to seek a second opinion from somebody else. Somebody else that's trying to get you to withdraw away from the services of God. So I'll leave you with that thought. There is no second opinion because God's word is so. Instead of him being the last one that we should go to, he should be the first one that we should go to. And I'm more than sure that he could give us a recommendation on what it is that we need to do in order to make our situation, in order to make our fellowship, not only with him, but with our sons and our daughters. We go to psychiatrists and they tell us, you know, they're going to go back all the way until we were 3 years old. Say, well, you know, you got these type of issues, you know, you got abandonment issues and so forth and on. That's the biggest lie that they ever told. For the simple reason that God has always been with us. And God will always be with us. So I'm not abandoned. You're not abandoned. Nobody's abandoned. But sometimes it do seem like God is not close, or we're not close to him. But most of the time he's just a prayer away. So I leave you with that thought tonight. May God bless you and be able to keep you. And there is no second opinion with Jesus. And I'll turn you over back into the hands of Brother Brown. Amen.
Amen. And praise the Lord to that message on tonight. Deacon Marvin Cox, what an awesome word on tonight to let the listeners know and to remind us that with Jesus, we don't need no second opinion because he is the answer. Because we know that Jesus is the chief physician. And sometimes, just like you said in the word, in your message, yeah, sometimes we do go to physical doctors and they give us a report that we don't like. And sometimes we do have to go get second opinion from other doctors. But when you go to the right source, you go to Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Go to Jesus Christ, the chief physician, with the his opinion. Whatever Jesus Christ says according to the word or whatever the word says, that's what we should go by. Jesus don't need to go and get no opinion from God. He don't need to go get no second opinion from the Holy Spirit because they all work together as one. So when Jesus says something, you don't need to go anywhere else. The buck stops right there with Jesus. So I thank you for this sharing this wonderful, powerful message on tonight. No second opinions with Jesus. And that, like that woman with the issue of blood, she went to the man that had the issue, that had the solution to her problems. And just like he said, somebody touched me and virtue has left my body. When you have been in the presence of God, you would know that you have been in the presence of God. And sometimes you've been in the presence of God long enough, you go around somebody else, they'll know that you've been in the presence of God too. And so Amen. You don't need no second opinion when you got Jesus on your side. When Jesus is leading you all the way, you don't need no second opinion because Jesus is the answer. So I thank God for this word on tonight. I know that someone has been blessed by this word and someone has been encouraged to know that with Jesus, there's no side effects. There's no lack. There's nothing that the world has to offer that Jesus cannot give us that's greater than what the world has to offer. We thank God for this word on tonight. No second opinions with Jesus on tonight. So thank you, Dick and Marvin Cox, for this much-needed word on tonight. And to the listeners, I pray that you was blessed by the word as I was on tonight. We thank God for this word because we know God was glorified through this word on tonight. And the enemy is more horrified because of the word that was delivered on tonight through Dick and Marvin Cox. And once again, I want you, the listeners, to know, for you that may be listening for the first time, Deacon Marvin Cox could have excuses or reasons as to why he do not share the good news of Jesus Christ because of his physical ailment or disabilities. But he's not doing that. He's still sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. So what is your problem? What is your issue that you do not have a good enough reason why you're not fulfilling your God purpose? And I shared that with you all tonight because Deacon Marvin Cox, again, he suffers with muscular dystrophy. He cannot get out the house and go into the house of God and mingle and praise and worship God like we all should do according to God's word, failing not to assemble ourselves together and giving God praise and glory. But by God's grace, he's still able to deliver God's word through such platforms such as this. So I thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox not throwing in the towel, not giving up. He's still sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, even through his difficulties and through his physical challenges and disabilities. So what is your excuse on tonight? When you stand before God, that's not going to be an excuse why you did not fulfill your God purpose. So I'm just showing you through Deacon Marvin Cox that he's a good example that if you really mean business with Jesus and you want to be an asset to the kingdom of God, continue to stand your ground, continue to stand on God's word, and with through faith and by God's sufficient grace, you will be able to fulfill your God purpose in the earth. And Deacon Margaret Cox is a great example of that on tonight. So Deacon Margaret Cox, continue to stand on the wall, continue to be the man that God has called you to be. And so right now we're going to close out tonight's program, and we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Again, I hope that each listener was blessed on tonight through the word, that someone has been saved through the word on tonight. Backsliders are coming back to the fold because of the word on tonight, and that those that are in the body of Christ are being strengthened on tonight because of the word on tonight. No second opinions with Jesus. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come again to give your name praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We thank you that because of Jesus Christ, we don't need any second opinion. So we thank you, Jesus, that you are the great I am. You're the great physician. You're everything that we need so that we can always come to you because you said in your word that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And we thank you that you're not like man. You cannot fail, change, nor lie. And we thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We just bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father. We give you praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. Continue to bless your people all over the land that we can all individually fulfill our God purpose and then as a corporate body of believers in the name of Jesus all around the world. For your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight, remember and know that God loves you. I love you too. And we're going to continue to pray this prayer and our closing song. Continue to cover me, Lord. Well, know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Tune in this coming Saturday night for another word coming from Deacon Marvin Cox on this coming Saturday, February the 10th, 2018. Until next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord and know that we are covered by the Lord. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with oh, cover me, Lord, with thy self. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, with thy breath, cover me, Lord, with thy.